it. Hello and welcome to Broken But Glorious. I'm Chris Lapp and I'm delighted to be joined by the newest Impact star, Michael Elgin. How are you doing this evening, Michael?
I'm doing very well. How about you?
I'm doing really well, yeah. Thank you for coming on the show. So, huge thanks for joining us this evening and to the Fight Network for setting up this interview. So, I just wanted to get your quick thoughts on Jon Moxley winning the US title in his first match in New Japan.
Yeah, you know, I wasn't too surprised to see that, but I'm happy. I think he's going to put a lot of eyes on their product, which is good.
Yeah, I was in two minds. I was like, I don't think he's going to win in his first match, but I don't know how they're going to make him lose and look strong. But I'm really happy for him. I think his new gear looks brilliant.
Yeah, I think it's going to be good what he's doing for other promotions right now, and it's definitely going to pay dividends for New Japan.
All right, so I thought we'll start the interview with a few listeners' questions. So I've got Stephen Jackson asks, do you feel you should have had a stronger run as Ring of Honor World Champion?
Yeah, I do, but you know, that's in the past, and I'm looking forward to the future, and I think that I'm going to have a very strong run as Impact Wrestling Champion, and I think I'm going to turn a lot of heads and put a lot of eyes on Impact, and I think that's super important. You can't really dwell on the past, you got to look towards the future.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to talking about that in a bit. So, he also asks, what was your favourite match in PWG?
You know, I don't know. I had a lot of fun ones in PWG. I would say there was a couple ones of like me and Cage against Cobb and Riddle and us against the Bucks, and then I had a really fun singles match with Riddle and some with Swan and Fox, so it's hard to pinpoint one. But I think if I have to say one for sure, maybe the first finals of Bola I went to against Adam Cole.
Oh, wow. Are you happy for Adam Cole winning the NXT title this weekend?
Yeah, man, he's such a special talent and a good friend, and I'm really happy for him.
Yeah, I've wanted him to win it for a while, so I'm hoping his prediction comes true and they're all draping in gold by the end of the year. So they all deserve it. So.
Yeah, absolutely, that'd be great.
RJ from the Ringside Rants asks, what current wrestler and Impact do you enjoy hanging out with?
I've been boys with the North for a long time, so those are my two go-tos.
Yeah, cool.
The world has no idea the linguistics that I can cut, because I will forever be Rohit Raju, the jaw-jacking Friday Night Impact, and his brother called him son because he shines like one, mocha-skinned manimal, representing the Daisy Hit Squad, Daisy Hit Dasteha, and you are listening to Broken But Glorious.
So what originally brought you to Impact Wrestling?
You know, I just needed a change of scenery and then something different, and I had watched a lot of wrestling to see, you know, what deal that I had on the table I wanted to take, and I think that Impact Wrestling had done a great job focusing on the wrestling aspect of wrestling and making the championships mean something, and that's, to me, is what we should be fighting for, so it was really an easy choice to go with Impact.
Yeah, the last 18 months, 2 years, been brilliant of Impact.
So, since Dan, I really think so, man. As I said, I went back and kind of watched everything and paid real close attention. So I was really happy with the product, and I thought that I would be a good fit, and I think so far it's been great.
Yeah, so following the success of last year's event, Slammiversary on the 7th of July is certainly going to be the biggest show of the year. Firstly, congratulations on your victory over Johnny and Impact and Pentagon Jr. I really enjoyed that match. The main event.
Oh, thank you.
The main event should be so fun. The Unbreakable effing machines implode.
Absolutely. Yeah, I'm looking forward to Dallas, man. Me and Brian, it's been a long time since we wrestled against each other. And
yeah.
I think with something as prestigious as the Impact Wrestling Championship on the line, it's going to be even better.
Did you expect to get a title match so early in your Impact career?
You know, I don't know that I expected it, but I knew that that's what I wanted, and I knew I was going to work hard until I got it, and I'm just glad that it happened now.
So, Brian Cage, you've got, as you mentioned, you've had a long history together. Do you have a favorite match either against each other, or you as a team?
You know what, we've only wrestled each other like once. Everything else has been tag team wrestling. Yeah, and I think it was Bola, maybe 2000, geez, I don't even remember the year, 14 maybe? Maybe 13, but I think we only had the one single match.
That's a That's surprising. So how long you've both been on the scene together?
Yeah. We were mostly teaming everywhere we went together.
Wow. And do you have a message for Brian Cage?
Brian, it's not personal. It's about the World Championship. I'll see you in Dallas. And I'm sorry that your championship reign is going to be such short-lived.
That's great.
Hey, everybody. This is Steve Wilson, the man behind the monster, Kongo Kong. And you are listening to Broken But Glorious.
So I read when you were growing up, you're a huge fan of ECW.
Yeah, I was, absolutely.
So it must be a bit of a buzz currently changing in the same dressing rooms as the likes of RVD, Sabu, Dreamer, and Sandman.
Yeah, it's unreal, you know. I was a huge ECW fan. I think everybody kind of in my generation and around the time that I was growing up and as a wrestling fan was a huge ECW fan. And to be in the locker room with them and see how awesome those guys are has been amazing.
So are you hoping to get a match with one of the legends in the upcoming tapings?
Yeah, you know, I'd really like to wrestle Rob Van Dam. You know, this Saturday for the Impact Plus shows, it's Tommy Dreamer and Great Muta against me and Johnny Impact.
Oh,
so I do get to wrestle Dreamer on Saturday.
That must be amazing to wrestle Moosa as well.
Yeah, that's a dream come true right there.
So how have you found the style moving from, because you've been in New Japan for so long.
The style's very similar because everybody there is really just trying to push the envelope and have the best matches possible. So, you know, that's the same atmosphere I was enthralled in and with New Japan. So, and a lot of the guys have a very, very deep respect and love of Japanese wrestling. So the style is not too much different. You know, it's a little bit different pace because it's TV instead of, you know, house shows and like network specials for New Japan World. But other than that, I mean, I think it's very similar.
I've noticed you've trimmed down a lot in the last year or so. Is that a conscious decision on your part, or is it?
Yeah. It was just time to make a change, and one for my knees and health reasons, and it was hard just keep up the calorie intake to be a powerlifter.
Have you made a conscious decision to possibly change your style of wrestling slightly? Now you've got a slimmer
frame. Slightly. You know, I keep trying to integrate things here and there, but as a whole, I think that I found my niche and how I wrestle, and I'm going to continue to do that.
You've only been in Impact a short time, but I've really enjoyed what I've seen so far. So,
Well, thank you very much. It's been a pleasure being with Impact and wrestling the guys that wrestle, and I think it's just the start.
Before we go, do you want to promote your social media?
You know, follow me at MikeLoglan25 on Twitter or Big Mike Impact on Instagram. And if you don't want to do that, at least follow Impact and just follow your favorite pro wrestlers and keep supporting indie wrestling.
I've really enjoyed speaking today. I'd love to have you on for a full interview in the future.
Yeah, absolutely. I'd love to. And let's get in touch. And for sure, I'd love to.
And good luck with Slammiversary and the tapings this weekend.
Thank you very much. I'm looking forward.